This podcast is sponsored by FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders.
What makes Shatterproof a very unique program is it's one of the only programs in the country that first responders can go to that is 100% all first responders. Everybody's in pretty bad shape when they get here. And then 30 days later, when you can see the transformation and the difference in people when they've had 30 days of counseling, working with therapists, working with a psychiatrist, getting the neuro treatment, doing the breath therapy that's done here, the transformation that happens with the clients is really humbling to be able to work around and see, because people are getting better here. And it just shows that there's a need for the first responder community to deal with behavioral health issues and take them seriously and offer treatment to people that may need help out there. They should be afforded the ability to come get help when they need help. It has gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
You know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I hope your day is going well. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week. And guess what? You control a lot of that with your thoughts, and more importantly, how you react to stuff that comes your way. You have more control than you realize. A special thanks to you, the first responder, the criminal justice professional, whatever you are doing, wherever you are at. Thank you for doing it. And remember this always: you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the great work. And if you are suffering, FHE Health and the Shatterproof Program for First Responders is here for you. I reached out at one of my darkest points in my life, and they gave me the foundation, the tools, the therapy to go forward. So I would encourage you, if you're struggling or if you know somebody who is, reach out today. You can give me a call, 303-960-9819. That is my private number. Yes, I'm throwing it out there. People think I'm crazy, but I am dedicated to helping people who are suffering, especially first responders. You know, today I want to talk about one of my favorite books. I read from it every day. And here it is. Whoops. I don't know if you can see it. Let me move this way. It's called The Daily Stoic. Sorry, my background is blurred. 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. So you might be asking, what is Stoicism? Well, Stoicism goes back centuries, thousands of years. People like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, all these great people, these wise men were Stoics. They believed in philosophy as the key, or one of the keys, to living a successful life. So I wanted to read you what I read today, and it's from Marcus Aurelius. And if you don't know who Marcus Aurelius is, please get a life. No, I'm just kidding. He was a very famous Roman emperor, known for his philosophy. If you've seen the movie Gladiator, there is a character that plays Marcus Aurelius. And if in the movie, if you've seen it, a lot of people have, some people have. I'm not giving a movie away if you haven't seen it. Marcus Aurelius is seen writing, and he's seen studying philosophy and writing and passing that on to one of the main characters, who is played by Russell Crowe. So today, March 21st, actually, I read this yesterday. I have a new one today, but I picked this one because I really like it. The best retreat is in here, not out there. People seek retreats for themselves in the country, by the sea, or in the mountains. You are very much in the habit of yearning for those same things. But this is entirely the trait of a base person. When you can, at any moment, find such a retreat in yourself. For nowhere can you find a more peaceful and less busy retreat than in your own soul. Especially if on close inspection, it is filled with ease, which I say is nothing more than being well ordered. treat yourself often to this retreat and be renewed. That was Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 4:3-1. And today's message, or on the 21st of March, yesterday, the message for me was, and I'll give it to you, do you have a vacation coming up? Are you looking forward to the weekend so you can have some peace in mind? We all do. Maybe you think after things settle down or after I get this over with, but how often has that ever actually worked? The Zen meditation teacher, Jon Kabat-Zinn, coined a famous expression, wherever you go, you are there, or there you are. We can find a retreat at any time by looking inward. We can sit with our eyes closed and feel our breath go in and out. Meditation. We can turn on some music and tune out the world. We can turn off technology or shut off those rampant thoughts in our head. That will provide us peace. Nothing else. Amazing. Again, the book is The Daily Stoic, the meditation on 366 meditations on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living. And it's by Ryan Holiday. So check it out. It'll be in the show notes. And I really like that. And I know it was from yesterday, but I talk about this all the time where you have the power. You always have the power. You don't need all this other crap out there. Look, I got a phone. I get caught up in daily life. But in the end, I go back to the inside. I meditate. I reflect on my day. What could I have done better? What did I do bad? If I want a vacation, I know it starts with me. If you are stressed out and you're freaking out about something, going to the beach or going to Disney World or going to Cancun or going on a vacation is not going to, you're just going to change locations. Your problems are going to follow you. They're not bound geographically. You'll see this in people. They think if they move somewhere, oh, things are going to get better. Maybe they will. But if it's struggling, doesn't matter where they're going to move to. Your problems are going to follow you. So find peace within. That is the key today. Find peace within. You can do it. It takes practice. But if you spend a little time every day focusing inward on yourself, you will get better at it. I promise you. So go out there, conquer your day. You have a lot to look forward to. You have a lot to be grateful for. And that's where it starts, folks. Go out there, conquer your day, be safe, stay tuned for a great guest coming up this week.